Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over there. Howdy, gang. This is Ken Carpenter, tearing the wrappings off a brand new package of Command Performance, containing, as usual, your requests to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Leading the talent parade tonight is one of Hollywood's most glamorous stars, MGM's red-headed ball of fire, lovely Lucille Ball.
Thank you, Ken Carpenter, and hello, fellows. Following the custom of Command Performance of answering any and all requests, tonight we'd like to take care of a rather strange one from Sergeant Jim Blaine of APO 129.
What does the good sergeant want, Lucille?
Well, he writes as follows. Every Command Performance, the stars do something that we servicemen have asked for. Well, our request is that for once you allow the performers to do exactly as they please.
Say, that sounds like fun. Does that apply to me, too?
Of course, Ken. In fact, I think we'll start with you. Ken, you must have a suppressed desire of some kind, huh?
Oh, I have, Lucille, I have. But how am I going to get her away from Harry James?
No, I mean as a radio announcer. Isn't there something you've always wanted to say on the air?
Well, Lucille, as a matter of fact, there is.
Well, what is it?
Oh, how I hate you, Harry James!
No, Ken. You must surely get tired of talking about products.
You're right, Lucille. I always have to go before the microphone and say they're great, they're wonderful, they're terrific.
Mm-hmm. And you'd like to do a different type of commercial, huh?
Yeah, one that goes something like this. Listen. Folks, did you eat squishy squashies for breakfast this morning? You don't care what happens to you, do you? Most breakfast cereals are made from the choicest kernels of delicious sun-ripened corn, but not squishy squashies. We tear out the whole corn stalk and throw it in. Dirt and all. We just mix the whole thing together in a big pot. Does your squishy squashies taste different lately? Well, that's because one of our foremen is missing. And all this talk about our product being made in a sunlit factory and being untouched by human hands, you want to know the truth? It's made underneath the La Brea tar pit. And you know why it isn't touched by human hands? It's kicked into the boxes by gophers. And all this advertising bunk about breakfast cereals popping, crackling, bubbling, and snapping, that'll never happen with our product. Watch what happens when I pour some cream over a bowl of squishy squashes. And you wonder why your stomach hurts.
Do you feel better now, Ken?
Oh, much, Lucille. I've been wanting to do that for years. I hope everybody gets a chance like that tonight.
Stick around. They will. Because right now, we're going to make the same offer to one of America's top vocalists. A girl who's every bit as pretty as her voice. Miss Kitty Callan. Welcome to CP, KK.
Hello, Lucille.
I suppose you know the idea of tonight's command, Kitty. You can do anything you choose.
Well, the thing I'd like to do the most is to answer those overseas requests for I'm Beginning to See the Light.
Fine, Kitty. Go right ahead. Wrap it up.
I never cared much for moonless skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through spark that the fall on fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
That was lovely, Kitty. Thank you very much.
Say, Lucille, as long as this is Suppressed Desire Night, how about telling us what your secret yen is?
Well, let me see now.
Come on, Lucille. Tell us the one thing you want more than anything else.
Don't embarrass the girl, Ken. Here I am.
Well, Jack Carson.
Lucille, I understand that tonight you're giving people a chance to do whatever they want on command performance.
That's right, Jack.
Anything at all?
That's right.
Turn out the lights.
Jack, what's the reason you're always going around trying to kiss girls?
You gotta have a reason? Honestly, Lucille, I don't deserve the reputation I've got. I don't care about girls at all. They're not important to me. They mean nothing to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, then why do you live where you do?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. That tent outside the girls' entrance at Hollywood High.
Well, it's a lot of fun living in a tent. Every time a girl goes by, I flip the flap at her.
Well, getting back to the letter from the sergeant, Jack, you still haven't told us what your secret desire is. For instance, what would you rather be if you weren't a radio comedian?
Well, I'll tell you. If I wasn't Jack Carson,
mm-hmm.
which is the luckiest thing that ever happened to anybody. Well, I think I'd rather be Lana Turner.
Lana Turner?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Then I could make love to Jack Carson.
Would you really want to be a girl, Jack?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Well, for years I've been wondering what it feels like to be on the other end of a squeeze. I admit it would be kind of silly, though, me wearing slacks, powdering my nose, putting perfume behind my ears.
Oh, Jack, you do those things now.
Well, I had to do something. Saturday night was the loneliest night in the week.
Jack, I just can't understand your secret desire at all. You're a man's man. You're tall, you're handsome, you're husky, you're...
Intelligent?
Let's go back to husky. There must be some big reason why a man would want to be a girl.
Well, frankly, there is. I mean, look how easy it is. A man has to go out and make a living. He works hard to get a couple of bucks, and he takes a girl to the movies, dinner, dancing, and it costs him a fortune. You know, if I were a girl, what would an evening cost me? A couple of kisses.
A couple of kisses. You've never been out with Bob Hope.
Well, no, yes. I never have. Yes!
Jack, Jack, we've got some other people coming up here, and why don't you stick around and see what their suppressed desires are?
Huh? Okay, Lucille, I'll be right outside. If you want anything, just whistle.
All right. And now, stepping up to the microphone to satisfy requests from every corner of the globe, come the famous group who sing with Kay Kaiser and the College of Musical Knowledge, the Town Criers.
Away beyond the hills in Idaho, where yawning canyons greet the sun, as it smiles above the trees in Idaho, to see another day's dawn.
Warm summer winds toss away grain, calling me back to my home again.
To dream sweet memories of long ago, beyond the hills in Idaho. Boy,
soldiers everywhere. Author, actor, writer, and a general all-around good fellow, your old friend Robert Benchley.
Well, how do you do, Lucille?
Hello, Bob. You know, this is Anything Goes Night on Command, and as a guest here, you can do whatever you want.
I can?
That's right.
Well, the two of us could, We never get away with that. tell you what we might...
Yes?
No. No. It's funny, I can't think of a thing we could get away with.
Bob, I think you've got the wrong idea about this. What in the world were you thinking of?
Well... You're so lovely and tall and beautiful, and I'm so willing and eager. Will it be such a nice night to play cryptogram?
How do you play cryptogram?
Well, first the both of us would... No, we never...
Look, Bob, tonight you have an opportunity to do something you've always wanted to do.
Yeah, that's the idea, Bob.
Oh, hello, Jack.
Hello, Bob. You see, this gives you a chance to be something besides what you are.
Well, what's wrong with being Robert Benchley? Oh. You don't say. Well, okay.
Surely, Bob, you must have some hidden desire.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have.
What is it?
Well, I've always wanted to be a mother.
A mother, but that's impossible.
Well, I don't see why. A lot of my best friends are mothers.
But, Bob, they're women. You're a man.
Listen, fair is fair. If they can drive buses, I can be a mother.
Isn't this carrying reconversion a little too far?
Go ahead. Have your fun. They laughed at Robert Fulton when he produced a steamboat. But I'd like to see them laugh at Robert Benchley when they wheel me out of the maternity ward.
Bob, how strong are you going in for this mother stuff?
Oh, I don't know. I sort of plan on having about 18 children.
18? Isn't that a lot?
Listen, if I get away with the first one, the other 17 will be a cinch.
Bob, why don't you and I go over to the corner and talk this thing over? My suppressed desire is similar to yours, but younger. You see, I want to be a...
Well, gang, I'd like you to meet one of the finest tenor voices this side of Killarney. Hollywood's own Phil Regan.
Hello, Phil.
The top of the evening to you, McCushler.
Phil, every time you step up on the stage, someone asks you to sing an Irish song.
Oh, that's right, Lucille.
Well, tonight you can sing whatever you want to.
Oh, gee, that's swell. This is the happiest moment of my life.
What are you going to sing?
An Irish song.
Okay, Phil, sing away and let the shamrocks fall where they may.
Over in Killarney many years ago, me mother sang a song to me in tone so sweet and low. 'Twas just a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way. And I'd give the world if she could sing that song to me this day.
Gutter, that was wonderful. Say, Lucille.
Yes, Jack.
Say, I just happen to think, you know, everybody here has told us their secret ambition except you. Now, come on now, Lucille, confess.
Oh, Jack, you just say it was silly.
No, I wouldn't. Now, what is it?
Well, if I wasn't me, I'd like to be a fellow like Humphrey Bogart.
Bogart?
He's my idea of a real tough guy. Why, if I were Bogart, I could carry a gun on my hip.
I like what you're carrying on your hip right now.
I'm serious, Jack. I've wanted to be like Bogart ever since I saw him in To Have and Have Not.
To Have and Have Not?
Yes.
Believe me, Lucille. What you have, he has not and couldn't get with 12 ration points.
Well, Jack, if you're going to be Lana Turner, I can be Humphrey Bogart.
You can, huh?
I could cut off my hair, I could put on long pants and a man's shirt, and nobody'd know the difference.
You'd never fool Lauren Bacall. Or me, for that matter. You could whistle your head off and you'd never get anything. But Lucille, we could talk about this thing all night and it wouldn't prove anything.
I thought of that, Jack, and we're all going to get a chance to realize our secret ambition in a little play I've written.
A play?
Yes, yes. I play the part of Humphrey Bogart. You play the part of Lana Turner, and Bob Benchley is going to be your mother.
Benchley is my mother?
Yes.
That's what I get for not reading Winchell's column.
What about me, Lucille?
Well, Ken, you can come in with a commercial anytime you want.
Oh, joy! Oh, bliss! Oh, squishy squashes!
What is the name of this opus, Lucille?
Well, it's called Aunt Becky Got Her Bustle Caught in the Ringer, or That's What Made Her Hangover Square.
Oh, that's well. Let's have a little background music.
As the scene opens, Lana, played by Jack Carson, is sitting in the living room with her mother, played by Bob Benchley. Curtain?
Oh, Mother dear.
What is it, Lana?
I'm so excited tonight. I've got a date with Humphrey. How do I look in my sweater?
Oh, well, a girl can't have everything.
Just think, I'm 18 years old and I've never been kissed.
You've never been kissed?
No.
Well, come over here and I'll kiss you.
Oh. Well. Mother, stop treating me like a baby. I'm a grown girl now.
You're right, Lon. There are some things I think you should know about.
Oh. Yes, Mother. Yes, Mother, your beard is a little heavy. Mother, there's something I want to ask you, too. Are the shades pulled down?
Yes.
Is the door locked?
Yes.
I hope nobody can hear us.
No, I don't think anybody can hear us. Now, what do you want to know?
Well, why is it you get no bread with one meatball?
Lana, you really must be serious. You're just entering the threshold of life, and it's time you heard the story of the birds and the bees.
Tell it to me, Mother.
Well, you see, child, one bee meets another bee. No, that's wrong. If a boy bee meets a girl bee.
Yes?
I'll never get away with this.
Come on, Mom. A bee has met another bee. Now, what happened?
Well, they get married, and then they settle down and raise a lot of little babies.
Mother, do you really believe that story about the bees?
Well, of course.
You never did much buzzing around, did you? Yeah, I wish Humphrey would get here. I'm all ready. I'm wearing my new girdle. How does it look?
Well, it looks wonderful, but you're supposed to wear it under your dress, you know.
Oh, Mother, I'm so proud of it. Besides, this way I can hang my pocketbook from the strap.
Don't know, sometimes I think you don't care about your appearance at all.
Why? What's wrong with my figure?
It's squishy, squashy, 2-1.
Now that I'm getting older, maybe I should buy a new girdle.
Yes, get the large economy size. It holds so much more.
Gee, here comes Humphrey up the walk. I just have time to dab a... dab a put of perfume. I just have time to put a dab of perfume behind my ear.
Come in, young man.
I'm glad you're ready. I don't like any women to keep me waiting.
Be careful how you address my daughter.
Who's this broken down broad?
This is my own dear, sweet little mother.
She needs a shave.
I already said that.
I know.
And I didn't mean to. Humphrey, you're terrible. You haven't said a word about my sweater.
What'd you do? Iron it before you put it on?
The line is, she said... She should have said, what did you do? Iron it after you put it on.
Back in character now. Young man, I want you to take good care of my daughter. She's so young and sweet and helpless.
And I'm naive, too.
Just look at her, those lips, those white shoulders. Did you ever see anything like that before?
Not since the last time I skinned a rabbit.
Humphrey, where are you taking me tonight? Let's do something exciting.
Okay. Let's go up in the dark balcony at the Paramount.
The dark balcony? Will that be exciting?
Of course, of course. We'll throw spitballs down the orchestra.
Well, kiddies, have a good time. But, Lana...
Yes, Mother?
Remember, you have to be home by 10 o'clock.
Oh, heck.
Wait a minute. Why does she have to be in by 10 o'clock?
Because I'll be waiting up for her.
Is that the only reason she's got to be home early? Because you're waiting up for her?
Yes.
Come on, baby. Now we can stay out till midnight. Men, another command from overseas answered, and we can only hope you liked how it came out. Speaking for all of us back here, this is Lucille Ball saying so long.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.